Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I showcase two brand new revivals that have premiered in London early June 2024, A View from the Bridge, which is on at the Haymarket Theatre on until Saturday the 3rd of August, with an audio describe performance on Tuesday the 2nd of July at 7:30pm. And off the beaten track a little, in the recently rebuilt area of Battersea near the power station, a new production of Pet Shop Boys' musical Closer to Heaven, which is on until the 31st of June 2024. First up, A View from the Bridge by Arthur Miller and directed by Lindsay Posner. The play runs for 2 hours and 20 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. First staged in Broadway in 1955, this gritty drama about an uncle's obsession returns to the West End after some time away. The promotional material for the play states, in this timeless masterpiece of illicit and barely repressed sexual passion, Eddie Carbone, a Brooklyn longshoreman, has brought up his niece Catherine as his own daughter. When she succumbs to the attractions of the charismatic Rodolfo, Eddie's explosive sexual jealousy has terrifying and tragic consequences for New York's close-knit Italian-American neighborhood. Dominic West leads an all-star cast in this hotly anticipated production as he's joined by Olivier and Tony Award nominee Kate Fleetwood from Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Macbeth and London Road, and BAFTA Award winner Callum Scott-Howells, star of Channel 4's It's a Sin and West End phenomenon Cabaret. This compelling revival grips you from the opening scene right to the very end, with solid performances, a masterclass in direction, and really effective stage design that is simple but serves the story utilizing three walls of grey wooden slates, left, right and back, and a table and chairs in the centre, with the judicious use of light, dark and shadow to create tension and mood, with realistic costumes depicting life in New York in the 1950s. This is well worth experiencing, and anyone visually impaired will really benefit from an audio describe performance and touch tour, which will be led by Nadine Beasley and Kate Taylor Davis, as the audio description will make it easier to comprehend due to the different character interaction and physical actions. The tour will allow an opportunity to touch and feel visual elements and ask questions along the way, and the audio description through the headset provided will detail all of the drama unfolding on stage in an informative manner. The Haymarket Theatre is passionate about making their content equal for all, and the well-trained front-of-house team will help in any way they can, whether it be answering questions, guiding you to somewhere you need to go, bringing you refreshments, or looking after a guide dog. To find out about their access provision and forthcoming shows, you can visit trh.co.uk. To book tickets, you can call 020 7930 8800, or you can email customerservices@trh.co.uk. Also showing at the Turbine Theatre next to the newly developed area of Battersea Power Station is a revival of the Pet Shop Boys musical Closer to Heaven, with a book by Jonathan Harvey, which runs until June the 30th, 2024. This catchy, no-holds-barred musical first premiered at the Arts Theatre London in May 2001 and was briefly revived in 2015 at the Union Theatre and then Above the Stag in 2019. This new version has a more immersive feel, with the Turbine transformed into Vic's nightclub, with cabaret-style tables and chairs on either side of a raised black stage, with a few rows of seats in front of the performance space. There is backspace with large steps going upwards to a glittering silver curtain with a cut-out brick wall and multiple lighting tubes that illuminate in various colours. There's also green lasers that are used throughout the performance. There are two hollow door openings on either side. Four TV screens are positioned around the area, which display colourful animated images that include colourful bars of light, moving stars, Roman soldiers, and Caligula. There are eight white cube-like boxes on stage that illuminate white lights and shimmer, and are used to create various settings like seats and a double bed. The set and design is simple, using occasional props like money, drugs, and a mobile phone. There are multiple costume changes that range from 80s to 90s influences of casual wear of denim and t-shirts to an Adidas tracksuit for Mile End Lee, and black-clad Ned-like vests and go-go shorts for the dancers, and Renaissance-style suits in some of the song and dance sequences, plus a retro over-the-top snazzy wardrobe for Billy Trix that includes a silver metallic jacket and black boots. I have to admit, I've always had a real soft spot for the story and songs and music of the musical Closer to Heaven, as it really connects on an emotional level, and it really is a fabulous piece of work from the Pet Shop Boys and writer Jonathan Harvey. Featuring 95% of songs composed specifically for the show, it centres on a gay nightclub and the characters of Billy Trix, who compares, who takes lots of drugs and dishes out advice, Shell, the daughter of the club owner Vic, who hasn't seen him since she was five, Straight Dave, a good-looking barman from Ireland who she falls in love with, before Dave hooks up and falls in love with the local drug dealer Mile End Lee. It follows the ups and downs of these characters and a few others, and is all about identity, discovery, love, and acceptance. The production at the Turbine has more of a cabaret feel than previous productions, but still retains the heart and spirit of previous versions, retaining a lot of the original elements, but a few of the casting choices let it down a little, as some are much stronger than others. The standouts are Francis Raphael as Billy Trix, who does a fabulous job of emanating original Billy, Francis Barber, Courtney Bauman as Shell, and Connor Carson as Lee. All in all, it's a very entertaining night out and worth the price of a ticket for a chance to experience this musical live for a limited time only. The Turbine is all step-free access and easy to navigate your way around, with the bar and box office directly in front of you as you enter, with tables and chairs by the windows and toilets on your right, with a corridor to the theatre auditorium on your left. Although there's no audio description for Closer to Heaven, the Turbine care about access and will assist in any way they can to make it accessible, and you can contact them by using the contact form on their website, which is theturbinetheatre.com, where you can also book tickets. But it does have a wonderful radio-like sort of narrative with the drama and the music, so you should be able to follow what's going on. Also to mention, taking place on June the 29th will be London Pride, and after attending last year, I have to say it was a wonderful, inclusive, accessible event, and it has wonderful accessible services for those who are blind and visually impaired, which gives you assistance where needed. So if you'd like to attend, please do go on to the London Pride website by searching for London Pride on Google. A View on Access is written, presented, and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audioboom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented, and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.